With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The United States says Russia's Vladimir Putin is not being honest about hostage negotiations.
Putin said Moscow is in dialogue with the U.S. on the issue of bringing home jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. The White House said that much is true, but John Kirby with the National Security Council said
he's absolutely wrong that his government did not rebuff a serious proposal. There was one put forward and they rebuffed it.
A State Department spokesman said the U.S. has put multiple offers on the table, but they were rejected every time by the Russian government. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also on SRNews.com, the House of Representatives has approved a defense policy bill that includes a record $886 billion in annual military spending. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers says the Pentagon needs the funding.
Enacting the NDAA has never been more vital than today. America and our allies face unprecedented and rapidly evolving threats from China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and terrorist organizations throughout the world. These threats are real.
GOP Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says there are many issues with the defense bill, including an extension of controversial surveillance authorities.
What's being stated is it is impossible to oppose the National Defense Authorization Act because we put a pay raise in it, or because we put something in there that is seemingly so important that we have to ignore the critical destruction of our civil liberties by adding FISA extension right on the top of it.
The bill also authorizes policies such as aid for Ukraine and pushback against China in the Indo-Pacific. The European Union failed to agree on a $54 billion package in financial aid that Ukraine desperately needs to stay afloat. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 102 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Iowa doesn't like a new display at the Capitol building.
Republican Kim Reynolds has joined other politicians in decrying the images erected by the Satanic Temple in the common area of the Capitol. The temple describes it as, quote, an altar to Baphomet, a pagan deity that is associated with Lucifer. There are candles surrounding a large figure draped in black with a goat's head and adorned with pentagrams. Lawmakers say they can't remove the provocative display on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials say an after-school Satan Club will begin offering activities to children at a Tennessee elementary school following Christmas break. The Satanic Temple plans to host the club at Chimney Rock Elementary School in Cordova and says it'll offer activities that, quote, emphasize a scientific, rationalistic, non-superstitious worldview. This is SRN News. A snow-related train accident in China.
Two subway trains have collided in heavy snow in Beijing, sending 515 people to the hospital, including over 100 with broken bones. Authorities say the accident occurred the previous evening in Beijing's mountainous west on an above-ground portion of the sprawling subway system's Changping line. They say slippery tracks prompted automatic braking on the leading train. One following from behind was on a descending section and went into a skid and was unable to brake in time. Emergency medical personnel, police and transport authorities responded and all passengers were evacuated.
That is correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. Three major U.S. retailers say they're suspending sales of Waterbead products marketed to young children due to growing safety concerns. More details at SRNnews.com.